CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The national health official who led the COVID-19 vaccine rollout says the country needs to be better prepared for diseases that are still coming. Today marks 5 years since the country was placed under a national state of disaster and went into a level 5 COVID lockdown.
I'd been working as a consultant in the National Department of Health preparing for national health insurance when COVID happened, and I just finished my contract, so I was stuck in Pretoria and couldn't go home. So I started as just volunteering to help because I had a spare pair of hands, and that led from one thing to the next. Before I knew it, I was running the vaccination program and being part of the interministerial committee feedback teams. So it was more than I thought I was going to do. So it was an extremely busy, very tiring time and personally very stressful.
Health Department Director General Nicholas Crisp spoke to Newswatch on the sidelines of the G20 Health Working Group meeting at Zimbali near Ballito. He says even though the country received COVID vaccines late and competed for doses in the global space, more than 23 million jabs were issued. Crisp says we need to look ahead to other potential public health emergencies.
Going back to the old ways of doing things and being very independent and not working together is not an option. We have to make sure that we have a properly structured health system, maintain the competence of our laboratories, make sure that we are able to get our domestic production in place, work together with the countries around us. All the things that we were preaching during COVID have not gone away just because COVID's now not a pandemic anymore.
The Mitchell Park Zoo in Durban Central has been closed for repairs. A Durban resident recently expressed shock over the zoo's condition. Newswatch's Tamasha Khani has more.
Etegwini Municipality has confirmed the closure of the zoo, saying unsafe playground equipment and exposed concrete surfaces worsened by flooding have led to the temporary shutdown. The confirmation comes after local Ben Trevato took to social media to describe the state he says the facility was in during a visit last week. He says the cordoned off playground was in a terrible state and likened the zoo to a bombing site with a series of empty, dilapidated cages. He called for the zoo's closure and for the surviving animals to be moved to a sanctuary. The city says the 100-year-old park has suffered extensive damage over the years due to harsh weather, including recent floods. It insists that over 700 animals are cared for daily by a dedicated team who feed them and clean their enclosures. The animals will remain on site and be moved around the facility during repairs, while birds will be relocated to Umgeni Bird Park. Tamasha Khani, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And at the City of Cape Town, news of the ANC caucus leader Banele Majingo's resignation has caused a commotion in the council after Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis confirmed he would be joining the DA.
His resignation letter is very, very powerful, and I want to read it. He says, "After careful consideration, I've come to realize that my personal values and principles are now more aligned with those of the Democratic Alliance. I'm committed to their pursuit of clean governance and economic growth, and here, this is the kicker, I'm increasingly impressed with their commitment to deliver for poor residents and the unemployed."
Hill Lewis has described the move as historic. Durban and Richards Bay 26 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 24.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Lesotho is urging world body FIFA to remain consistent in handling Bafana Bafana midfielder Tebogo Mokoena's case. Andre Esterhazy returns to the Sharks squad for their blockbuster clash against Leinster this weekend. And Red Bull have confirmed they've dropped Liam Lawson after just two races of the new Formula One season.